Palestinians mourned their dead today after yesterday's violent clashes with Israeli troops in Gaza. Dozens were killed in those clashes. NPR's Steve Inskeep has just left Gaza. He's back in Israel now and joins us in transit. And Steve, tell us what you've seen there.
Well, it's been an interesting few days. We were there on Sunday prior to the eruption of violence and returned again this morning. Our colleague Daniel Estrin, of course, has been there throughout. And what you saw about 24 hours ago was a series of attempts of people walking across no man's lands, walking across fields, ranging across wide areas, trying to reach a border fence, and Israeli troops opening fire. You had a smaller scale version of that today. We did see quite a number of people at a particular protest area, perhaps hundreds of people spread out across fields, almost like a military unit sweeping toward fences, and now and again an Israeli military shot ringing out, but nothing quite like the carnage of yesterday.
What are Palestinians saying about all of this?
Well, Palestinians are making it clear that they intend in some way to continue the protest. There were more people showing up today and more people expressing themselves in ways that I think many of us would find profoundly offensive. We talked to this one young man, 19 years old, who'd made a kite that was designed to fly over Israeli forces, he said, and catch fire, and it had a swastika on it, which he said conveyed exactly the meaning that you would think, that he wants Jews to burn. This is what he said.
You spoke with the Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, the international spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces, and you asked him about what happened yesterday. Let's listen.
What we had yesterday were armed terrorist attacks against Israeli targets, and there were two locations where Hamas terrorists attacked Israeli troops with live ammunition and with AED.
So he's saying that Israeli troops were responding to attacks from Hamas. Is that true? Was it all Hamas yesterday?
Oh, okay. Let's unpack this a little bit. He makes this assertion there were two locations that there were Hamas attacks. We cannot confirm or deny that. If they happened, they weren't where our reporters were. That doesn't mean they didn't happen. But the key thing here is there were said to be about 13 different places that large numbers of people attempted to breach border fences that Israel has put around Gaza. So even if this claim is true, the overwhelming majority of people involved were not armed Hamas fighters. They certainly were in many cases motivated or encouraged by Hamas, which is very powerful in Gaza. But there's something more going on here. You do have a situation where 1.8 million people are living in terrible conditions in what is obviously, as soon as you arrive, severe poverty compared to Israel right next door, with the smell of sewage everywhere, with a polluted Mediterranean Sea nearby, with a shattered economy, and with great difficulty even leaving Gaza because of Israeli fences and security checkpoints. And so there is a series of complaints. And there is the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict over land looming in the background as well. So there is a lot going on in this protest besides the allegations of the use of weapons by Hamas.
That's NPR's Steve Inskeep, just out of Gaza. Steve, thank you so much.
Glad to do it.